Welcome to Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile, joined by my colleague, Matt, also from Smile. And with some additional insight, it's our longstanding collaborator, Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer. Now, this week, we are discussing an article on the Pi News about shining the spotlight on procurement in the sector. I thought this was an interesting read with some astronomical figures being highlighted. My favourite being the University of, no, De Montfort University, apologies, I think £236 million, which is easily the biggest tender I've ever seen. Matt, we tender on lots of work at Smile, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Sadly, we don't get to see the 236 mil projects.
Not yet.
it's an interesting list, right?
Yeah, sure is. And actually, I think there's some quite nice ties with other things we've been talking about recently. So a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Grow with Google, and our advice, well, our kind of thoughts were that perhaps the traditional degree is maybe crumbling slightly, and other services like Grow with Google are taking over. But interestingly, there's some listed in that article are some lots, I suppose, for similar kind of services for universities with kind of lots of money being thrown at them. So it seems that people have obviously been listening to us and are taking our advice.
It's clearly just
on
us.
Most kids, you've got to spend 50 million on
exactly
it.
Exactly right, yeah.
You are right, though. I mean, a lot of these tenders are out for digital learning platforms, aren't they? And thank God, you know, I mean, these are huge numbers, but I'm glad those numbers are being funneled into digital education, because I'd hate to think that, you know, we haven't learned anything from the pandemic. Mm. But there's a few marketing ones in there too, Nath, isn't there?
There is. There's with the frameworks are big at the moment. I mean, we know personally from those, with the frameworks have been going around. You've got University of Birmingham, 400K. I think looking back at those digital, the online offerings, so I'm just looking at one now. Well, there's two in the Pi article. The first two. First one is University of Leeds, who are spending 800,000. And then after that, you've got Sheffield Hallam spending 50 million. Wonder whose platform will be better. It would actually be quite cool to see whether money makes a difference here on this front. But certainly a drastic difference in value being assigned to that. I'd love to know the reasons for that difference.
Yeah, I mean, maybe ones like root and branch change of like how hundreds of courses deliver, and maybe one's like a pocket or something. But yeah, I mean, there's no parity between figures, is there? And the universities you'd expect to have perhaps more cash available to invest in this area doesn't necessarily kind of align up with, you know, who's spending what. But yeah, big eye opener for me here.
Internally, we've always said that media spend has been like astronomical. I remember a couple of years back, admittedly pre-pandemic now, it was one of the UONs. It wasn't Nottingham, maybe Northamptonshire or something like that. And I remember that they were spending an astronomical amount, like 6-7 million on media spend at the time. Mm. And actually looking through this list, which I appreciate, is not exhaustive, but on the Pi, the list covers some media spend stuff, and we're talking less than a million now. I'm wondering whether all the stuff that we have been talking about over the last year about the move away from third-party data and all that sort of stuff is changing budgets, and people are actually now beginning to invest in first-party owned systems rather than third-party advertising. You know, I mean, it's was it University of Greenwich, maybe? I can't remember what their spend was. Let me take a look.
So they're got similar. They've got they're out for an online learning program, 10 million.
It was Westminster I was thinking of, sorry. Yeah. Westminster, 200 to 350 grand on media planning. Mm. It's not a huge sum in comparison to what we've seen before, and certainly not in comparison. What was the Greenwich one you said, Matt?
That was online learning platform, 10 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge difference in where universities are assigning value all of a sudden, which, you know, you were saying earlier, Carl, it's a positive thing, right?
I think so. Absolutely, that the digital education arm is getting that much needed investment. And on the media side as well, like that, the decline in sort of media spend, that does reflect a global picture overall across industries. I know, like the OG platforms like Facebook, you know, all these lot, they are suffering from like a real decline in ad revenue, because those, you know, those dollars are moving into different, more profitable channels, like creators and this new kind of emerging economy and all that sort of thing. So yeah, there's a real sort of shift in where that spend is going. It's not to say there's no money flowing to media providers. I mean, you know, it's still a very valuable part of the marketing mix, but there's many more options now than there was just even a few years ago.
I think the thing that I'm interested in is whether universities keep an eye on these portals, whether they snoop on their competitors. Mm. I wonder whether Leeds has kind of seen Sheffield and gone, oh dear, did we cock up on the budget here? Or alternatively, whether Sheffield's going, hey up, have we overcooked the budget here? I wonder whether universities keep tabs on one another, because it's quite an interesting thing just looking through this list of requests in the kind of digital marketing space and seeing the disparity between budgets, but also, you know, the takeaway here is it's dead easy to go and find this information.
I know.
You can go and see what your competitors are buying. It's kind of crazy. So if you want to see what your competitors are thinking about doing in the next 3 years, just log on to a tender portal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a short and sweet one this week, but interesting stuff all the same. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Kyle. For all of our wonderful, wonderful subscribers, thank you very much. And if you've enjoyed today's content, please consider a share or a like. Until next time, see you soon.